Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Happy Thursday, gang, and welcome to another TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Jason Cunningham. Has anyone seen Andy Goldstein? No. He's filming a documentary about Snooker Loopy, so you got me, I'm afraid. So we begin today's Poddington thing with the Premier League, and not one, not two, but three games started with Pep's Man City beating Aston Villa. The match was live on TalkSport. Here is all the fallout.
Foden goes down at the edge of the area somewhat cheaply from a challenge by Longley. He's won it back. Goes for goal for a hat-trick! Oh! That's how you get a hat-trick! Phil Foden, absolutely brilliant! Manchester City 4, Aston Villa 1.
Well, sorry for banging the table there, Dad. That is unbelievable. We are watching a very special talent. Not only score goals, but develop as a player and as a pro.
Pep, thank you for your time. Another great performance at home in the end. How frustrating was that game for you at times tonight with the way that Villa came back at you in the first half?
Yeah, they had one shooting target, they score goal. The corners are really, really dangerous. And I always have been like that with his teams, but we made exceptional performance. The only regret is the chances we miss. It's not easy attack a six in the back. They defend so deep and it's not difficult. Quite similar Arsenal we found. Today we concede a lot of transition. This was the problem today.
So the race goes on. Another 3 points, just one behind Arsenal. It's a fascinating title race, isn't it? I mean, you're right in the middle of it.
We are there. 8 games left and all we have to do is win our games and wait. So we would like to be first. It's not possible. So win our games and wait. It's only you can do.
Unai, thank you for your time. Can you sum up your emotions for me after that result this evening?
Yes, the other side at the end was normal because they showed their power. But we were, until the minute 60, we were competing well. And we conceded one goal just before the first half. And maybe it was as well the key moment to try to get the first half with a draw. And the second half, we started more or less defending low. We got some transition good and we created some chances to score. But when they scored the third goal, more or less the match was more difficult for us. And of course, we compete, but it was not enough.
TalkSport Daily.
Now on to other matches and Mikel Arteta's Arsenal and their clash with Rob Edwards Luton.
Well, in this roller coaster race to be crowned champions of England, Arsenal leapfrog Liverpool to go top of the Premier League. Two goals, one an own goal from Hashioko after Ødegaard, the captain, had scored after a high turnover involving Emil Smith Rowe. Five changes for Arsenal tonight, but it barely registered on the flickometer. It's finished. Arsenal 2, Luton 0.
Well, congratulations. How important was it after a mature performance at the Etihad that you came back and put 3 points on the board tonight?
Yeah, that's what we wanted, continuity and consistency. And we made five changes today to players that fully deserve to play. We have to start utilising the squad now that everybody is available. And in order to do that, they have to play. And I'm very pleased because they responded really, really well.
Yeah, you said in your pre-match press conference that you would have to use the squad and that when players came into the team, they had to do something to keep, you know, the interest and keep their names on your lips. And tonight, one or two of those who stepped in did that.
I think all of them did it, and it's about impacting the team, not impressing me. They have to impact the team in the best way. I think they've done it, the rhythm, the confidence that they play with. It was really positive, and and I think it's a really good evening for us.
Hi Rob, you came here with a different configuration today, forced upon you by a number of injury issues that you had. How disappointing was it to concede so early?
Yeah, it's always disappointing. But I thought we'd weathered that first 10 minutes or so, and then yeah, to concede the way we did was disappointing. All the goals are avoidable. There's always things we can look back on and say that should have been better. You know, we had lots of control at times. We limited them to, I think, two long-range shots in the second half. And we did get behind them, but we didn't get behind them with the right quality and the right numbers to really hurt them and get that one goal back that, you never know, might have made them a little bit edgy. Look, I'm proud of what the players gave us there. This is a really difficult place to come, and with so many people missing at the moment, it's hard for us to be at our best. But the commitment of the players was there. We didn't go under. I was looking at their last however many results, you know, when you see a 6, a 5, a 6, a 4, you know, you're thinking, all right, this is going to be a really difficult night. But the players kept going, they stayed in the game, and we're still pushing at the end.
TalkSport Daily.
You're not a happy bunny.
Do you know what, mate? Right, honestly, we're watching that, right? And I know that the team wasn't what Arsenal fans expected, and I know it's Luton. But my God, you're chasing your first title in 20 years. That was embarrassing. It was dead. You could hear the players on TV. You saw Zinchenko going around. You saw Odegaard trying to get the crowd up.
I mean, they're playing Luton.
I know it's Luton. There we go. That's them. That's them. That's the first goal. That's the first goal. Honestly, it was. I couldn't believe what I wasn't hearing. They're chasing the title. They're top of the table. City tonight. City aren't known for for having the greatest atmosphere. You want to hear City tonight? I was shocked. Shocked. I'd love to hear what Arsenal fans think about that, because they were sat there. From what I could hear. Unless they turned the volume down deliberately, and of course they didn't.
Well, no, Adrian Durham was, you know, he was messaging us saying he was saying the atmosphere is terrible.
It was shocking. These are the type of games where the fans have got to do a bit more. That, I thought tonight, I thought they were terrible. Honestly, I thought that. You could hear the players.
Yeah.
Shouting.
Felt like it was 2021, COVID.
It was, wasn't it? It was like that.
It was. Game it was like COVID. There was no fans there. Yeah, no.
I'd love to know what Arsenal fans think of that. I mean, well, in certain pockets, they might think the atmosphere is great, but let me tell you, on TV.
Well, we've got a few Arsenal fans who phoned us up straight away after what you've just said. Let's go to John. He's an Arsenal fan. John.
Hello, chaps. You all right?
Yeah, John. How are you?
Hello, Jace. Hello, Jay. Yeah, all good. I've just come out from the game. You wouldn't believe it, but my throat's a bit bad because I was doing my best to raise the atmosphere.
Well, I feel for you, John boy.
I completely agree with what you said. The atmosphere. Was the worst I've seen in the last 2 years there. It was awful, absolutely awful. But I'm going to make an excuse now, and I don't know if you'll take it on board. Okay. All right, so...
I don't know. Excuses? It's an excuse. You're going to make excuses for fans?
There might be a reason.
I'm just going to put an argument across, right? So it's a midweek game. A lot of families have gone away for the Easter holidays. Kids are on holiday.
John. Put the phone down.
Hold on.
Let's dump it.
John,
let's dump it. Let's get John out of trouble.
Are you winding me up? Have you just said that?
No.
It's a midweek game and their families have gone on holiday. Yeah. Are you winding me up?
Hear me out. I'm a season ticket holder and I recognised one person in there tonight.
John.
Everyone who I usually sit around wasn't there. Everyone just sold their tickets. You've got a load of tourists coming and just sat there clapping and... smiling.
John,
we're
going to do you a favour.
He's quiet there because they're on holiday.
It's Easter. You're blaming chocolate eggs.
There's two ladies that sit in front of me, and twice this season I've seen one of them shopping, doing online shopping for IKEA on her phone.
John, come on, mate. Good. That's a terrible excuse.
No, chill. I'm going to defend
you. 60,000 Arsenal fans in there tonight.
John, what about
I'm trying to work it out because it's been great. The atmosphere, and I know what Jason just said, for the big games, but also, look, if you look at some of the games where we've played smaller clubs as well, the atmosphere's been really good there this season.
Do you know what? Let's try it. So there might be a smidgen of truth in this, right?
So what do we want? We want Arsenal fans' excuses tonight. No, is that what we're after?
No.
Are we after Arsenal fan excuses? No, Give us your best excuse as why it was completely flat.
John's blaming Easter.
He's blaming bank holiday.
Blaming
Easter holiday. Everyone's away on holiday.
Nah.
And you had a bunch of tourists there.
Nah, come on, mate. Come on. That's shocking.
It was poor. Did you feel it,
John? Someone's agreed with you. Someone's just messaged you saying John's spot on.
What about
these things? Honestly, it's a midweek game. People have got work. I've got work tomorrow morning. People have got work tomorrow morning.
But John,
we've all got work.
I can sell my ticket. I'm going away with the family for the weekend, or people might be on holiday.
John,
and that's a result of today's atmosphere. I promise it won't be like that come our next home game.
John, listen, we've got audio of the second goal going in. I think we can hear you clapping. Yes. Here we go. Play it now. Here we go, John. And that might be.
Oh. It was awful, lads. It was awful. It was awful.
Oh, that's bad.
I just want to say before I go as well, fair play to those Luton fans because they didn't stop.
I know they made more noise than you lot.
TalkSport Daily.
Brentford 0, Brighton 0. I'm not going to lie to you, this was far from a classic. And the draw does neither side really any good in their aspirations. Brentford to quickly pull away from the bottom three and Brighton to try and get into the top seven. Chances few and far between. Ivan Toney probably squandered the best for Brentford in the first half. And late on in the second, a chance for Danny Welbeck. Brentford 0, Brighton 0.
Roberto Di Zerbi has insisted his focus is entirely on Brighton. As reports emerged, he's no longer in the running to replace Jurgen Klopp at Liverpool. CEO of the club, Paul Barber, says the club are hoping to keep hold of him. Of course they are.
You know, the one thing we're really, really careful with is making sure that when we bring head coaches in, they understand how we work and what our model is.
Yeah.
And Roberto's been great. And he will always push, don't get me wrong, he will always push every single day. He pushes us to be better, to find better talent, to be more competitive. And, you know, as I said a couple of times recently, you know, whenever I come on to shows like this and talk about our vision of wanting to be an established top 10 Premier League club, which means being in the top 10 in the league more often than not. He's saying, Paul, why don't you talk about top six? Why don't you talk about better than top 10? We understand that. And I think if any of our coaching staff, our players or our non-football staff do well, we expect them to become, you know, targets and desirable for other clubs. We're realistic about that, and we have a plan for that, and we have a plan for every eventuality, whether it's the head coach, whether it's me, whether it's any other person in the club. We have to have succession plans in place, and we're not afraid of that, because I think when change happens, it provides a different opportunity, a new opportunity for different energy, different ideas, and you know, you move forward in a different way. But Roberto's been brilliant to work with. We want to work with him for more seasons to come. And, you know, we'll try and always meet what he needs in order for the team to progress. And sometimes we'll be able to do that in one transfer window. Sometimes it might take two or three.
So if Liverpool don't go for Di Zerbi, here's European football expert Kevin Hatchard explains why sporting manager Ruben Amorim is more likely to join the Reds than Bayern München.
Bayern don't seem to have him prominently in their list. At least that's what's being widely reported in Germany. They seem to be leaning more towards Di Zerbi or Nagelsmann or even Ralf Rangnick. There's been talk of him possibly going in at Bayern. So I think a Liverpool move would be more likely. I could see him at Barcelona as well. He is a great young coach, very calm guy. Passionate, though. You know, that's not to say that he's, you know, detached or aloof. He's not. And I think there's a lot to like about him. The only reservation I've ever had with him is that it is a leap from the Primera to the Premier League.
TalkSport Daily.
Sebastian Vettel wants his former team Red Bull to handle the ongoing controversy regarding Christian Horner with more transparency. Vettel retired from F1 at the end of 2022 and said the representation of women within the series is improving, but more progress is needed.
Formula One is a big industry, is a big, you know, global sports. And with that comes a lot of responsibility. I think on some fronts, Formula One is moving very, very fast. If you look at the technology, the cars, it's fascinating. On other fronts, I agree, it's moving quite slow. But I think there is change in the air, and things are getting better. I mean, if I take my time, when I started to when I finished, there were a lot more women in that case involved, you know, not just coming to races to watch, but also or standing and holding your car number on the grid. Obviously, we got rid of grid girls and we moved on. And I think, you know, now there's more and more women involved in the teams. But yeah, you know, it's great to see, and hopefully we'll break the ice even more to have more and more women being involved and having the courage to join Formula One, because there's a lot of them that are very passionate about racing, about motorsport.
TalkSport Daily.
Manchester United travel to Chelsea. Oh, come on, Chelsea. Tonight in the Premier League, it's live on TalkSport 2. The United gaffer Erik ten Hag was asked about the owners, the Glazers, and whether or not they care about qualifying for the Champions League. Really? Here's what Erik had to say.
I don't know. And actually, I don't care, but I have high standards. Huh? And yeah, I would be disappointed when we will not qualify. And I know it will be very difficult because we are not in a good position. But yeah, we want to win every game. And that is the standard we have among each other. And we will keep going and keep being in belief and helping that standard. And that will be the approach from every game. And we will keep fighting till the end. And yeah, but I know we are not in a good position. We have to catch up. And also I know we have had a lot of problems. And it's also I'm also realistic, man. When in a competition where it's so competitive and the teams are so it's so close.
And here's now Chelsea's Andy Jacobs of the Hawksby and Jacobs show and podcast going on a massive, massive, massive Chelsea rant. That's not like him. Oh, wait, that's the link from last week. Oh, no, it's a new rant about Chelsea and Todd Bowley.
Never has one club helped another club more in the history of football. I mean, it's absolutely balmy what they've done, Chelsea. It makes no sense at all whatsoever. It's not Brighton's fault. They're laughing.
When Andy saw the Brighton financial figures looking so healthy, you worked out that was three deals from Chelsea, wasn't it?
Well, it is, basically. I mean, you know, they 87 million of that came from Chelsea, and that was pre-Caicedo and Sanchez. And Caicedo was massive, £65 million too much, without a doubt. And Sanchez, I mean, who pays $25 million for a third keeper? I mean, that must be bonkers.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
And we finish with Alan Brazil, do we? Oh, no, we do. We definitely finish with Alan Brazil. And Ali McCoy's ranting about a potential hosepipe ban already.
This is unbelievable. I've just been talking about this, Ali. The UK is facing water shortages. Despite enduring the wettest 18 months since records began. I watched the news last night, Anglia Water. It is just impossible.
Seriously?
Well, talk about hosepipe ban.
No.
Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
I spoke to a farmer at the Pointy Points last week. He said, we can't get potatoes in. It's like a bog. Can't get them in.
And we're talking about
a hose pipe ban.
How can they predict that?
I mean,
well, because we don't have the proper reservoirs anymore. They're all leaking. We've let them go into disrepair. We haven't put them
right.
Is
that right. What it is?
Pipes are leaking.
I did see Thames Water are having a major struggle.
Have you seen how much money some of them have made, though?
Billions.
It's a disgrace. A disgrace.
It is.
Rivers have been engineered to move water quickly, so it runs into towns and cities, causing floods followed by water shortages in the summer. It's an absolute
so
joke.
Rivers, by the way, why have they been engineered to move? You're the man that'll answer this. Why have they been engineered to move quickly so it runs into towns and cities, causing floods followed by water shortages in the summer?
I've no idea. I've no idea. But I do know around where I live, they're putting loads of pipes in.
I've been told.
I mean, loads.
I have been told categorically there's not enough reservoirs.
Proper, decent reservoirs. We've got old, decrepit reservoirs. But if you think I'm not using my hose pipe,
and do you know who's brilliant?
Summer,
well, I'm at
get
it.
Stuffed.
Correct.
Sue me.
And do you know who's brilliant?
Find me.
Or don't, you'll end up on the front page of the Daily Record.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the Talksport app or wherever you get your podcasts. There'll be another one of these Talksport Daily Poddingtons thing out first thing in the morning. Don't forget to the like, subscribe, do everything. Just hit. Until then. Everyone, be safe. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.